Delighted to welcome Malachi Crane joins us with Tri-County Water. And he has a great story to tell.
Yeah. You know, thanks for having me, Greg.
He's been in radio.
Yeah. Yeah.
Long time at Spring Harbor College.
Yeah.
You've been everywhere, man.
Yeah, I mean, I know a little bit about a lot of different stuff, man. So I can be a phone a friend for somebody when they need it. Yeah, so I've jumped in head first to water treatment, and you know it's fascinating. You don't know what you don't know, right? And so when you think about it, you move into a new home. And you're overwhelmed by so many different parts about that whole process. No one likes moving.
Right.
But it's amazing how many calls that we get from customers about, hey, I just moved into my new home. I've been here a couple of weeks and I'm noticing some funny stuff with my water. It's got an odor or my laundry's staining, or my dishwashing machine has a lot of little white deposits in it. I mean, all the above. I think a lot of people make assumptions about their water. You know, if you grew up on city water, you think city water is great. If you grew up on well water, you think well water is great. They each have, you know, their strengths and issues, especially here in Michigan. You know, they both need to, you know, kind of be checked, because you can, as we've seen with city water across the state of Michigan, municipalities can get away with a lot. There's a lot of margin there for error in drinking water.
Yeah, so we can't really trust
sure
people that are testing. I mean,
yeah,
we need to test it ourselves.
Do your own. Yeah, and we offer that. We offer that as a service, actually. Uh-huh. For free. We'll come out and do an analysis for you. I mean, obviously the hope is that we get the opportunity to work together, but you know, it's just a nice awareness piece that we can offer to Jackson County. And you know, we actually invested in some really cool technology, because a lot of places use essentially pH strips of paper, and they can come out and, you know, dip some strips in your water, and you don't know what the heck that means. It turns a color, and they could tell you whatever, right?
Yeah.
Oh, Greg, this is terrible.
You're having twins.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, congratulations. So we invested in a really cool system. It's basically little computers that test water. It's all they're supposed to do. So we drop some waters and drops of water out of your kitchen sink and faucet and into a little disc, and it takes about 2 minutes. Spins around, and then it will pop out results on, you know, for instance, how hard is your water, and we'll give you that number. Also give you a number on if you're on well water. We have a big issue with iron content, and so if you're on well water, this might resonate with you. If you've noticed, you know, the kind of rust color staining in your toilets or your sinks or your showers, or you have kind of a funny odor. A lot of people describe it as like a rotten egg type odor. You know, that's all caused.
That's trouble, isn't
yeah, it is. Yeah, you don't want to be drinking it for
no.
sure. I mean, you know, so yeah, a lot of that is caused by iron content. There's actually bacteria, iron as well, and so all things that you want to get addressed. Sometimes you can get it addressed simply with a really good water softener. Other times you might need a softener and an iron filter to make sure you filter out the iron before it gets softened. Yeah, another big thing, just for peace of mind, is a popular product that we've been selling a lot of is they're called reverse osmosis filtration systems. It's a mouthful, but essentially it can be installed right underneath your kitchen sink. We put a little secondary faucet in, and you basically get the best bottled water you've ever tasted out of your kitchen sink. And that way you don't have to worry about getting bottled water at the store, and you know, there's a portion of that's nice from just a recyclability perspective and green aspect of not having to go through a bunch of plastic. You know, I put one in my own home and couldn't believe the difference right away. I mean, even I got two little girls, they noticed it right away, you know, and then it made me think, oh, goodness, I should have done this a long time ago.
Is that something you purchase, rent,
yeah,
or?
All of the above. You know, we obviously, you know, can sell them outright. We can rent them. We can finance them. You know, we just want to, you know, try to offer a variety of options, because everyone's different and everyone's in a different spot. But I believe everybody should have access to good, clean, healthy, safe water.
What's the biggest issue you guys run into?
it's just not knowing, honestly, you know. So again, city water, you want to look for things like chlorine and fluoride that are present in the water, because that's how cities and municipalities,
and you're not going to see that.
You're not going to see it. You know, some people can, that have, you know, it's like wine. Some people have that palate to taste, you know, certain things, right? Other people, you don't quite taste it, and you may not notice it, but there's all sorts of stuff, and there can be. We cover a lot of ground within Michigan. We're growing, and, you know, Jackson County and beyond has really interesting water across the board, and not interesting in a good way either. You know, and I, you know, it's not all doom and gloom. You just want to be aware and to be able to take the necessary precautions, right? And you know, people probably have noticed it, and they just, you know, may have hesitated to do anything and just think, well, that's the way it is. And
even if you don't think you have an issue, you need to get tested, right?
Yeah, I mean, why wouldn't you, right? I mean, yeah, access to something that's free and give you, again, it's a peace of mind. It's an education. Before I did this, I always just thought, okay, I've been on both city water and well water, and then, you know, when I moved into a home with well water, I noticed the little rust color staining, and I just chalked it up to it's part of being on well water. Didn't realize, oh my goodness, this is iron. And then, you know, I think the wake up call for me was, I had a refrigerator with a little built-in filter that was supposedly helping to filter out water, which some of them are better than others. They can do a little bit. It's better than nothing. But when I went to change that for the first time and saw, basically, it just gunked up with just brown. Oh. And I thought, oh my goodness, what am I doing? You know, and
scary.
It is scary, you know, but again, you don't know until you really realize that, hey, there's opportunities to get this addressed, and you can have really great, safe, drinking water, or just water for your whole home, with just a simple phone call to us. We'll come out and we'll make some recommendations. I mean, we're a family owned and operated business, and we're going to treat you like we are going to treat our own families. And so we're going to go in and, you know, do the water tests and make some recommendations based on, hey, if this were me, here's what I would do. You know, yeah. Here are your options.
Somebody has an issue. What's the first steps they should be taking?
Yeah. You know,
call you guys.
Yeah, give us a shout. You can go to our website. It's tricountywater.com. Give us a call locally, 517-787-6515. You know, just reach out to us. And it starts with just with an initial conversation. You know, we'll have kind of a little checklist of symptoms that you're seeing. You know, what you currently have. If you have a softener, there are cheaper options out there. You know, and this is another common conversation I have with people is, you know, I went out a couple years ago and bought an XYZ water softener at the box store locally, and
yeah.
I'm noticing that it doesn't seem to be working, and, you know, so there are cheaper options, but it's that whole saying, you kind of get what you pay for. I would say usually something's better than nothing, but you know, they don't want to just throw money away thinking, well, I can go with a cheaper option. But you know, again, we get calls all the time like that hey, I kind of made a mistake. I think I went and got one at the box store, and I'm having a lot of issues still. What can you guys do? And we'll do our best to work within what you already have if we're able to, and try to figure out different add-ons we can do to try to get you to the place where you need to be.
Water's becoming so important these days. So
sure.
with the recommendation from medical,
yeah.
Are you seeing more and more people go to a bottled water system?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, just the other day, talked to a gentleman who was having some medical issues, and per his physician, he had to be really careful with sodium in particular. And so he said one of the things that surprised me in that conversation that my doctor asked was, "What are you doing for drinking water?" And he said, "Well, I'm just going to the sink and, you know, filling up a glass of water. What do you mean?" And he said, don't do that. You need to get your water tested. And then I'm going to tell you need to have filtered water for sure. Because, you know, there's stuff in your water, including some sodium content that the doctor didn't want them to ingest. And so we came in and were able to offer a RO filtration system that gave him amazing water right out of the sink. And, it was something for his health that he had to have.
So you've been there about a year. What have you learned about Tri-County water?
Oh, man, a lot, right? Just eye-opening just about the opportunity that's there for us to help so many people. And I think that's the thing I get excited about every day is just the conversations I'm able to have with people that, you know, I won't mention names because I didn't ask for permission, but just the other day in a beautiful new home by somebody who is a public figure here in Jackson, and was able to kind of walk through what the options were for him and his family. He's got kids in there, and I was talking to him and his wife just about, hey, they knew they needed something, they just didn't know what that something was, so was able to walk through those options. But just the opportunity to educate and to help make sure people are having access to clean, safe drinking water for them and their family. It's something that we all take for granted that of course we have access to that just right out of the tap. That's better than certainly overseas and countries and whatever. But I was actually reading a study, India was it's amazing. India has amazing access to filtered drinking water. You wouldn't think that top of mind.
No.
because they're ahead of the curve. They've been on this reverse osmosis filtration systems way before we were here in the U.S. And again, you would think it was the opposite, but I think they knew they had to do something just because of the fact that it was right in front of them. And I think here in the States, we take it for granted that of course whatever's coming out of our faucets is safe. And I think we all should know better. I mean, look what happened in Flint years ago, and then it happened again in Benton Harbor just a couple months ago.
Well, and we have an issue here,
yeah,
obviously with lead.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. And those reverse osmosis systems are certified to, if there is lead in your water, it will filter it out for you.
Mm-hmm. So, interesting move you made. I mean, you've made a couple of them, but from radio to education to water.
Yeah. Yeah, this is the first time I've been a part of like a growth industry. I love radio. I always say radio, once it gets in, it's always in your blood. Mm-hmm. And then education obviously is one that it's a bit of an uphill battle. Water treatment's only going to grow with awareness. And so knew the Watts family for years, and Dan and I had conversations and ended up being good timing for both of us. You wanted to grow. I was ready to do something different, and it just kind of aligned well. And so it's been a really fun fit. And, we're strategically growing and doing it hopefully the right way, but really focus on doing things the right way and helping people.
So somebody wants to just talk to somebody.
Yeah.
No problem there.
Yeah, no obligations. We're not going to hit you with some surprise fee. It's just a matter of going on to our website, again, tricountywater.com, or give us a shout here locally, 517-787-6515, and we'll set up a time that works for you to come in and take a look at what you currently have. If you currently have a softener or any type of filtration systems, a lot of people have those little cartridge-based filters for maybe iron or carbon for sediment, and those are better than nothing, but they're much better options that we can provide that are a lot more sustainable and better for your water. But just give us a shout, reach out, and it never hurts to have a better awareness and more education about what something so essential is that you touch every day, whether it's you're showering, bathing, or drinking,
and get your water tested free.
Yep, for free.
Give us that number again.
Yeah, 517-787-6515, or online at tricountywater.com.
Thanks for coming out.
Thanks,
appreciate
Greg. I appreciate it.